Alleluia, 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 Alleluia. The word of the Lord remains forever. This is the word that has been proclaimed to you. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus came to his native place and taught the people in the synagogue. They were astonished and said, "Where did this man get such wisdom and mighty deeds? Is he not the carpenter's son? Is not his mother named Mary, and his brothers James, Joseph, Simon, and Judas? Are not these sisters all with us? Where did this man get all this?" And they took offense at him. But Jesus said to them, "A prophet is not without honor except in his native place, in his own house. And he did not work many mighty deeds there because of their lack of faith." Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. Today we celebrate the founder of Jesuits, the Saint Ignatius of Loyola. He was a soldier. Of course, his hope is to have glory in the army. But God has his own way. He got hurt, rest in hospital, and over there, nothing to do, just to read something. So over there, there's the Bible. Gradually, he got the light. After he left the hospital, he had the lights to follow Jesus. So he leave down everything and go to join the priesthood. His motto of spirituality is to the greater glory of God, ad majorem Dei gloriam, AMDG. No matter where we go, the Jesuit house, you can see the simple word, AMDG, ad majorem Dei gloriam, to the greater glory of God. So Saint Ignatius is reminding us, whatever you do, to the greater glory of God, not for ourselves. That means even we encounter crosses, difficulties, or this moment, we offer them and to the greater glory of God. It's always not easy because we forgot about Jesus, about God. So today, start again, moment by moment today, we need the spirit of Ignatius. Do everything for the greater glory of God.